This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have seen earlier this week that the pandemic did damage to student test scores across the country, reading and math. That is the not great news. The somewhat better news is that public schools do still have much of the $190 billion that they got in pandemic relief money left over. The thing is, the school districts have very long lists of things they need or want to spend that money on, and fractions and vocabulary aren't necessarily right at the top. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
When kids returned to school full-time last year at the Umatilla District in Eastern Oregon, they'd kind of forgotten how to be in school. Heidi Seip is superintendent there.
We saw students who were really having a hard time interacting with one another.
So Seip spent some of the $5 million her district received from the federal government on summer camps where kids could relearn how to socialize while kayaking and cooking with solar ovens. She also hired extra instructional coaches and substitutes. But once the federal money's gone, she doesn't know how she'll pay them.
No, I do not know. I would love to tell you, yes, this is my exact plan.
She has a deadline. Districts have until September 2024 to spend the last of their COVID relief funds. And when the latest round came through last year, the government said only 20% of that is required to be spent on learning recovery.
That 20%? That was a guess.
Marguerite Rosa directs the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown, which estimates about two-thirds of the federal money remains to be spent. She says districts are only just realizing how far behind students are.
The question now is, should we pivot and direct more of that money to remedying these deep learning gaps?
Unfortunately, there are some problems you can't just throw money at. Nick Poliak leads a school district in suburban Chicago.
If I wanted to say, I'm going to hire 100 more teachers, okay, I could use the money that way, but there's nowhere to put them. There aren't enough of those teachers to hire.
He says logistics make it hard to spend on instruction.
I couldn't possibly spend that amount of money on those kind of supports.
Instead, Poliak's planning to put the money towards updating the HVAC systems in schools that were built more than six decades ago. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.